Hello, Fiona Ritchie here with a warm welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. That set of reels was James and Lara's Wedding, The Lassies of Stewarton and Sully's Number 6 on the fiddles of Claire McLaughlin and Marianne Campbell with John Moran on guitar. They were gathered in Edinburgh for the Flowers of Edinburgh concert. The city is a focal point for traditional music, with hundreds of musicians and composers drawn from all over to live in the city, and many thousands more visiting in search of the music, which is fed at its roots in the pub sessions of the city, which tend to move about a bit, but have always had a focal point at a pub called Sandy Bells, a gathering place for revivalists in the 1960s, still a hub of musical activity and port of call for visiting musicians. We're going to hear what the atmosphere in there was like in the mid-70s, and travel to the Lower East Side of today's New York to hear traditional Irish music live from a bar there called Mona's, a more recently established hub of the music. So stay with me as we move around a bit and get right to the heart of the session. When flute player of the Chieftains Matt Molloy comes off the road, he likes nothing better than to relax with a pint in his own pub and play a bit of music with regulars and visiting friends. So we're off to Westport, County Mayo, Ireland, with Matt Molloy and Artie McGlynn and a good many more. This is The Parting of Friends. music recorded just on one night at Matt Molloy's pub in Westport, County Mayo, Ireland. As promised, we'll tap into the scene 30 years ago at Sandy Bell's Folk Bar in Edinburgh, a traditional music gathering place known throughout the world and still a first port of call for many visitors to the city. Battlefield Band throw a few well-loved session tunes into this song, taking us to the heart of the session, After Hours.
Going in through the side door, no need to worry now, the coast is clear. We can make a little music now, the night is ours, and it'll sound a lot sweeter. After hours, after hours, really let your hair down. After hours when the lights are low, forget about your troubles and morning blues. Put up another round, put up another round. Sing a song like a good man. Sing it in your own way like only you can. You can give it all you're feeling now, the floor is yours, and it'll sound a lot sweeter. After hours, after hours, really let your hair down. After hours when the lights are low, forget about your troubles and morning blues. Put up another round, put up another round. So strange in the early morning. Never heard the birds sing like this before, and they sure sound sweeter. After hours, after hours, really let your hair down. After hours when the lights are low, forget about your troubles and morning blues. Put up another round, put up another round. Troubles and morning blues. Put up another round. After hours, really let your hair down. After hours when the light's so low, forget about your troubles and morning blues. Put up another round. Put up another round.
Underneath the stair, and it's doing
When I'm old and feeble and my bones are getting set, I'll not get tired and grumpy like other fellas get. For I'm saving up my bobbies to buy a holly chair, to take me to the wee room underneath the stair. And it's doing in the wee room underneath the stair. Everybody's happy, everybody's there.
One evening, over 30 years ago, in Sandy Bell's Bar in Edinburgh, and today it is still a gathering place for musicians and a great atmosphere in which to hear a few tunes or join in a chorus like that one. Our journey to the heart of the session on Thistle will take us to New York City's Lower East Side and to County Cork, so stay with me for it all, and then check out our programme playlists and pick up our free podcast online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Let's say it's a Monday night and you find yourself in New York City. Head to the Lower East Side of Manhattan and look for a small pub between 13th and 14th Streets called Mona's. But don't get there too early, the music never starts before 11. Fiddler Patrick Urso and banjo player, guitarist Eamon O'Leary are at the heart of the session each week there. It was at Mick Maloney's urging that the great music at Mona's has been recorded, the very first commercially available release of an Irish pub session from the Irish-American community. Susan McKeown will sing, so will Steve Johnson. First, tunes from Mona's, Miss Thornton's and My Love is in America. Thank you.
I was a young man, I was a rover, nothing would satisfy me but a wife. Soon as I reached the age of 20, wearied were I of a single life. The very first year that we were married, out of her company I could not stay. Her voice was sweet as a lark, a linnet or a nightingale at the break of day. Now she's fairly altered her meaning, and now she's fairly changed her tune. Nothing but scolding comes from her mouth, the poor man's labor's never done. I went up to the top of the hill to view some sheep that I thought did stray. When I came back, she was lying in her bed, 12 o'clock of a winter's day. The baby cried, she bitterly scolded, out of her company was forced for to run. Without trousers, a wing, or a waistcoat, a poor man's labor's never done. Come all young men that are to marry, or it may grieve you forevermore. Death, oh death, come take my wife, and then my sorrows will be yours. Ha ha ha.
Steve Johnson. It was really the expat Irish communities of London and New York that first held regularly scheduled gatherings in bars for playing traditional music. That's going back to the middle of the last century. Now it's the way many people encounter the music when they're travelling through Ireland and Scotland. But as a live recording of an Irish-American pub session, what you just heard was a first, live from Mona's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Let's tune in now to a gathering in the Irish city of Cork, where the University College Cork hosted the most international of sessions with musicians from Ireland, Scotland, Brittany, Galicia, Canada, England and New Zealand. Live performances we'll hear from the gathering will include fiddler Alistair Fraser and Catherine Tickell on fiddle and Northumbrian pipes. First, Reeds International. From New Zealand, Brendan Power on harmonica, and from England, Andy Cutting and Karen Tweed on melodeon and accordion. They're all together for Jig Jazz.
Thank you.
Catherine Tickell on Northumbrian Pipes, recorded live at University College Cork. Well, we are back to the heart of the session in New York City's Mona's before our time together is up. Stay with me. Our radio programme is The Thistle and Shamrock, and it comes to you each week from Scotland. Thistle is a Fiona Ritchie production. You'll find our playlists posted online. Look for this week's one within just a couple of days at thistleradio.com. And there's lots of background information on the music and its performers there for you too. Also information on our radio programmes in general. And you can use that website to connect with us by email through the contact link, which you'll see on each of our web pages. And remember that a set of recent programme playlists is always available to you by regular mail too. All you have to do to get one is mention this week's programme, Heart of the Session, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to this address: The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, with a set of reels, The Black-Haired Lass, Aggie White's Chattering Magpie and Crowley's It's Back Live to Mona's. Join me next time for more great music, and thanks for your company this time around. You can find out more about the Thistle and Shamrock on the web. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join us on Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.